Sach mit Gott hat gegeben mir so bei der Eben Shebe Zabit. Bis mein zu Khoilet, Khoilet ist cool. Und bis mein zu United, United ist cool. Somebody has a neck on the wall of his house. And one of the walls of his house is also the wall for his neighbor's house. His neighbor of the house, adjoining his house. And they share a common wall. And there's a very big stone in the corner of the wall. And that stone goes all the way from his side of the wall to his friend's side of the wall. As it was common in those days to put very large stones in the corner of the wall. And the nega appeared on that big stone. And that stone is shared as part of his wall and as part of the wall of his neighbor's house. If the din of the nega is that the stone has to be removed, in some of the cases that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, the stone has to be removed. For example, the nega spread by the end of the first week, that we remove the stones and replace it. The stone would have to be entirely removed. Even though this stone is sheared by both him and his neighbor, we still remove the entire stone. Not only that, we saw in the previous practice, the neighbor actually has to help him in the removal and the replacement of the stone that's affected. But in the case that we had in the previous mission, that the din is that the house has to be knocked down entirely. For example, we already removed and replaced the stone, and the house was locked up for another week, and then the nega reappeared, that the din is that the house has to be knocked down entirely. In such a case, we'd only knock down the part of the stone that is part of the person's wall who had the nega appear in his house. We wouldn't knock down the entire stone. We'd leave part of the stone that's really part of the wall of his neighbor's house. And even though when we remove the stone, we remove the entire stone, but when the house has to be knocked down, we don't knock down the entire stone, only the part that's part of the house of the person who had the nega. And this is learned out from the pasuk. And the pasuk, when it discusses replacing the stone with new stones, uses a term that's plural. It says, the chiltu is of one. And Chazal learned out from there that his neighbor has to help him remove the stone. And so too, if the stone is part of his neighbor's wall, that stone would be removed in its entirety, even though it's affecting the neighbor who does not have a nega in his house. But when the Torah talks about knocking down the house, the Torah says it in a singular lashon. The Torah says, "Benatat es abayis es avanav ve'es eitav." We knock down the house, the stone, and the wood. This is singular. So Chazal went out from there. That would only knock down the part of the wall that is part of the house of the person who has seen the nega. We wouldn't knock down the part of the wall that is part of his neighbor's house. So therefore, since this stone is sheared, as it was him and his neighbor, we'd only knock down part of this stone. Nimtza choymer bechalitza may binetiza. So it turns out there's a stringency when it comes to removing the stones that we don't find when it comes to knocking down the stone. That we have a stringency when we remove the stone, we remove the entire stone, even though it affects his neighbor. While when we knock down the stone, we only knock down the part of the stone that's part of his wall. Rabbi Lazar Aymer, bayis habane rosh upazin. Nir baros noito es kulo. Nir bapazin noito es lo maniach eshel chaber. Rabbi Lazar said, a house that was built with two different types of stones, with large stones and with smaller stones. The large stones go from his side of the wall to his friend's side of the wall. That large stone goes from his house to his neighbor's house. While the pasin, the smaller stones, are two stones, one next to the other, that one stone is shayach to his house, and the other stone is shayach to his neighbor's house. In such a case, if a nega would appear on the large stone, then we would remove the entire large stone. Just like the Tanakhama said, that when a nega appears on a stone that goes from his house to his neighbor's house, we remove the entire stone, even though it affects his neighbor. But Rabbi Leather says, if the nega would appear on one of the smaller stones, where there are two stones next to each other, one stone is for his house, and the other stone is for his neighbor's house, we'd only remove the stone that the nega appeared on. We wouldn't remove the stone next to it that's part of his neighbor's house, even though these two stones are part of the same wall, and they're underneath the larger stone, which goes from his house to his neighbor's house. But in this case, since the nega appeared on a smaller stone, only that stone is removed, and not the stone next to it, which is part of his friend's wall. A house that has two stories, and a nega appeared on the bottom story. And the nega appeared in such a way that it didn't, then now the bottom story has to be knocked down. For example, the nega was first locked up, and then after it was locked up, and they took away the stones in which the nega had appeared, the nega returned to the house of the dinit, that the house has to be knocked down. But only the lower floor in which the nega appeared has to be knocked down, but the upper floor does not have to be knocked down. The upper floor can stay up, being supported by pillars. Ha'isar li'al gabov, na'isin et akaret la'ali. Enter the second floor on top of the house that is to be knocked down, then the ceiling beams could stay up. You wouldn't have to knock down the ceiling beams sent the ceiling beams back to the floor, to the upper floor. Near that Baalia, Nathan as I cut it, Labias. If the Nega appeared in the upper floor, and now the upper floor has to be knocked down, the ceiling beams could remain as they would act as a ceiling to the lower floor, so therefore you knock down the upper floor, we would not have to demolish the ceiling beams since they act as a ceiling to the upper floor, even though they're also the floor of the second floor, but as they're the ceiling of the bottom floor, they can stay up. La Haitza Aliyah Agaba. If there was no second floor, there was only one floor in this house. This house has a nega, and now the house has to be knocked down. Habana Ba'etha Ba'afra of Nitzan Ima. The entire house is demolished, including the stones, wood, and dirt of the house. Umato Al-Mabinim Ba'al-Srige Ha'chalonas. But you would not have to destroy the Mabinim. The Mabinim are square tiles that are put on top of a mud roof of a house to protect it from rain. It's not considered part of the house, so therefore it would not have to be demolished. Nor would the Srige Ha'chalonas, window lattices that are put outside the windows, they are also not considered part of the house and would not have to be demolished together with the house. Rabbi Huda Aimer Malbein Habanei Agabav Nitei Timo. Rabbi Huda said, a frame that is built on top of the house, this frame supports the ceiling beams. And even though we said, when there are two floors to the house, and only one of the two floors is knocked down, the ceiling beams would stay up. But the frame that's supporting the ceiling beams, that frame would have to be demolished together with the house. You'd have to find different supports for the ceiling beams. Avana Ve'etha Ve'afro Mitamen Bikizayas. Rabbi Lezer Chasma Oimer Bemashahim. The stones, wood, and dirt of a house that has been demolished would be mitame if you have the amount of a kizayas, the amount of an olive. If you take the stone the size of an olive from a house that had a nega and was demolished, that stone would be mitame bemaga bemasa uva oil by touching it or by carrying it or by being under the same oil as that stone, wood, or afar from a house that had a nega and was knocked down. Rabbi Lezer Chasma said that koshu, a small amount of avanim, etzim, and afar from a bias meniga which was knocked down, would be metame v'maga v'masa of oil. Even if you have less than a kazayas, according to Rabbi Lezer Chasma, it would be metame.